What's up, everybody? Good morning. Merry, Merry Christmas, man. We hope you're having a great day. We hope you're having a great week. And we thought we would just come to you live today on Christmas morning. Maybe you and the family can gather around the TV and celebrate Christmas together as you worship together online. Or maybe you can share this message with someone who's hurting right now and maybe they're lonely on Christmas Day. But nevertheless, we're so thankful to be with you this morning. We're so thankful that you tuned in. And again, Merry Christmas. How would you describe Christmas as a child when you were growing up? When I was growing up, my parents, my dad, he loved Christmas. And my mom and dad always made Christmas feel so different and so fresh every single year. When we were little kids, there was always this wonder to it. And my dad was always doing things different every single year to make sure it stayed new and exciting and fresh. And we just looked forward to it so much. But he only did that when we were little kids. I remember one time as a little kid, my dad, when we went to sleep, he got on top of the roof and he was dragging like chains across the roof to make noise so we would think that Santa was up there with reindeer and the sled. I remember one year he bought me and my older brother 2 3-wheelers. That was before 4-wheelers came out, and he didn't let us know we were doing that. And the way he let us know that we got that is when we woke up on Christmas morning, we went into the living room and there was 2 helmets sitting there, different colors. One for each of us. We had no idea. It was super cool. And then I remember one Christmas I asked for a Nintendo, man. The Nintendo had just come out and everybody had one, so I had to have one too. And my dad and my mom, they didn't get me a Nintendo. They got me something better. They got me the Sega, the new Sega that came out that nobody had, and they knew that I would like that. And so that was really cool. But every single year as we were kids growing up, my parents just kept it so new and exciting. But as we got older and we would celebrate Christmas with my parents and we would celebrate Christmas as a family, we were just older and it sort of became routine. And not that it wasn't cool and not that it wasn't fun or exciting, but the way that I would describe it was it became sort of numb and boring. It was cool to hang out with everybody, but it was almost just like another day, man. We loved on each other. We spent time with each other. We exchanged gifts and it was fun, but it wasn't that wonder to it like we had when we were kids because you just sort of get numb. And have you ever felt like that in your walk with God? Have you ever felt like that in your relationship with Jesus Christ, that you feel numb? How would you describe your relationship with God right now? Like, what word would you use to describe how you feel as you seek God or as you think about God or as you try to walk with Jesus? I want to focus on 2 words today. The first one is numb, and the second one is bored. I feel like many of you may be dealing with this today, that maybe your relationship with Jesus feels numb, or maybe some of you have grown bored with God. When I think about the word numb in our relationship with God, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's a bad thing. A lot of times you're numb after you have fought a good fight. A lonely single mom who's raising 3 kids by herself is finally starting to overcome some of the emotional heartache from the past. Right now she feels numb, but she's been fighting well. She's been fighting hard. Or the older man who got laid off from his job unexpectedly and he doesn't have enough in retirement to really make it. And so he's extremely scared right now. And so he's doing what he can to survive right now. He's only doing what he can to make it and to provide for his family. And at the end of the day, he probably feels numb. But the reason why he feels numb is because he's fighting well. When you're facing a storm and you fight it and you fight it well, at the end of the day, you probably feel a bit numb. Numb isn't a bad word. It's not a bad feeling. Most of the time, it's the result of there's a struggle and you've overcome. And it took you a while to overcome, but you're here now. You have victory now. But afterwards, you just sort of feel numb because everything was so chaotic for so long. Everything was so heartbreaking for so long. Everything was so heavy and intense and so overwhelming or so lonely for so long. And you fought hard for so long, and you fought well for so long that now you sort of feel numb. We get to that place in life, and we feel that way in our walk with God. And that's usually an indicator that we've been fighting hard and we've been fighting well. The key is to not stay in that place, to continue to seek God, and to continue to fight and to fight well the next time a storm passes your way. Most of the people who would describe their walk with God as numb, they haven't lost their wonder. Their wonder and their amazement with God. That's why they're fighting so hard and fighting so well. They're just tired. But Jesus says that he came to give us peace. In fact, in the Christmas story, it said that he's the Prince of Peace. And he came to bring good news and joy and peace to all people, everywhere, in all nations. But the second word I want to talk about is the word bored. And this is where I feel like many people are at, and maybe many of you are at. You just kind of grown bored with God. You're not in rebellion, but you don't necessarily feel peace. You're not against God. You're not doing a bunch of things that God would disapprove of. You're not living an unholy life or an ungodly life, but you couldn't say that you're excited. You couldn't say that you have passion. You couldn't say that you have fire or revival in your soul to walk with God and to serve the least of these and to seek Jesus. Maybe you've just grown bored with God. And if that's the case, I want to give you a little bit of some help. I want to give you some advice on how to get out of that place, because I feel like many people are there. Some people are numb because they've been fighting long and fighting hard and fighting well. And that's okay, man. You haven't lost your amazement. But some people are bored. And the reason why you may be bored is because you've lost that sense of awe and amazement and wonder that you used to have with Jesus. It's gone. You've lost it. You're not necessarily living a very bad life, but you just feel bored with God. Many times when we understand that that's where we're at with Jesus, our first reaction is just to work harder. Oh, I need to do better. I need to work harder. I need to pray more. I need to read my Bible more. Need to go to church more, serve more, do more, work, 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 work. But that never works. And the reason why that never works is because that comes from a foundation of guilt. And anything that arises from a foundation of guilt is never going to work. And it's never going to last. And so I know what some of you are thinking. Tony, I have kind of grown bored with Jesus. What do I do? Can you give me a list? Can you give me a plan? Can you give me a book to read? And here's the answer. No, I can't give you any of those things. The only thing that'll pull you out of this boredom that you have with God is this. It's to rediscover that sense of awe and amazement that you used to have with the story of God. It's to allow the story, the complete story of Jesus, to recapture your heart and to recapture your imagination and to reignite excitement and joy on the inside of you. It's to be re-inspired, not by keeping more rules and not by working harder and not by trying harder. It's to be re-inspired by the story, because that's what stories do, don't they? They inspire us. I mean, when we were in school, I remember one time we were having an assembly. And there was always this bridge that a lot of the high school kids at our school, South Beauregard, would go to during the summer, and they would jump off that bridge into a creek and they would swim. And there was always a sign there on that bridge that said, don't jump, danger, don't jump. Sometimes the water could be shallow, don't jump. Well, no one ever paid attention to that rule or that sign, because that doesn't inspire anybody. A boundary doesn't inspire you. A rule, a regulation doesn't inspire you. But when we went to that school assembly, there was a man sitting on stage, sitting in a wheelchair. And you could tell that he was paralyzed from the neck down. And as the assembly started, he began to tell us his story. And his story was back in 1974, when he went to South Beauregard one day after school. Him and his friends went to that same bridge to jump off and swim. And when he did, the water was too low and he broke his neck. And he was paralyzed from then on from the neck down. And he began to tell us this inspiring story about how he's lived his life and how he's made a comeback, but he was still paralyzed. And that day, no one wanted to go jump off that bridge, because that story captured us. If you want to overcome this sense that you've grown bored with God, if you want to rediscover this excitement, it's not going to happen by working harder or keeping more rules or trying to do better or cleaning up your act or turning over a new leaf. Or making a stronger commitment. That's not going to happen. It's simply going to happen this way. It's to allow yourself to be re-amazed and re-inspired by the story of Jesus that begins in this way. God saw us in our heartache and pain, And so he sent his son Jesus to be born in this flesh as a little bitty baby in Bethlehem, laid inside of a manger, which was a feeding trough for animals. Jesus later on said that he was the bread of life and the water of life. The word Bethlehem means the house of bread. And so the bread of life was born in the house of bread, and he was laid inside of a feeding trough for every hungry, lonely soul to come find life. And that's how this amazing story begins. God loved us so much that he humbled himself and he allowed himself to become a helpless human, born of a virgin. This is why we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the story. And so today, let the story of Jesus recapture your heart, and you'll find that you'll have that fire back in your soul. Thank you so much for tuning in. Merry Christmas.
We want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. On behalf of everybody at the Water's Edge, we want to wish you and your family a very, very Merry Christmas. We hope you guys have a great, great holiday.